In a town our size, there were just two things that could really bring the people out. The county fair in mid-July, and a meeting where they sing and shout. And every billboard along the county highway told of its arrival. In 10-foot letters, the slogan read, "The whole world needs revival." There was a crowd of about 5,000 people that hot September day. A cool breeze blew through the big high tent as the people knelt to pray. The tall, dark stranger named Reverend Bob was a handsome sight to see. As he talked about hell and the life hereafter, he was looking right straight at me. I was just 16, I was singing in the choir, and my daddy was a local pastor. I could tell when Reverend Bob looked at me, the devil wasn't all he was after. For the next full week throughout our town, the Christian banners waved. They sang the old songs like Amazing Grace, and a whole lot of people got saved. Then Daddy asked the Reverend Bob to dinner, and we finally came face to face. Then Daddy let him take me on a buggy ride to see the old Coleman place. Till now I'd led the sheltered life of a naive country girl, but I knew right away that the Reverend Bob knew a lot about the ways of the world. As he slipped his arms around my waist, he kissed me tenderly. Then the things he said and the things we did made a woman out of me. I was just 16, I was singing in the choir, and the daddy was a local pastor. And I could tell when Reverend Bob looked at me, the devil wasn't all he was after. I was just 16, I was singing in the choir, and the daddy was a local pastor. And I could tell when Reverend Bob looked at me, the devil wasn't all he was after.